we expect to play hard and do some of the same things that we've always had to contend with. We expect a lot of pressure. We know that they'll play hard and go from there.
Coach, what's been the big problem with the running game, particularly Matt? He was seen much more effective last year than he is this year. What do you pinpoint that on?
Well, we're working to try to figure out exactly why we haven't been able to run the ball better. I think it's a combination of things. Some of it falls on Matt. Some of it falls on our offensive line. Some of it falls on our passing game. We need to do a better job of getting him in better situation. I think it's just all the above. It's hard to pinpoint exactly why, but as much as anything, you just have to stay committed to what you believe in, and eventually we'll hit some of those cracks and break a couple.
How do you deal with the problems that Jay has had as far as the interceptions go? Do you just tell him to keep firing, don't worry about it? Do you have him maybe scale things back a little bit as far as being aggressive?
Yes, we have to scale some things back, and as far as keep firing, don't worry about it. No, we don't go that far, but we'll have to continue to keep passing the ball. We have to make better decisions. A lot of times the quarterback is blamed for every interception. It's really not all his fault. That was the case the last game we played. But no matter who is at fault, we can't continue to have the amount of turnovers we have. It's just hard to win football games that way. I'll just say that we're still working on it. A running game can help the passing game. A passing game can help the running game a lot.
Coach, a lot of people thought you would be a Super Bowl contender when you got Jay Cutler. Why in your mind, I know this is all-encompassing question, but why in your mind has it not worked out that way to this point?
Well, I'm going to say it hasn't worked out. We're not where we want to be to this point. We still have the same goals that we set out, like all 32 teams set out, hoping to win the Super Bowl. We like our ball club still. But I think a lot of it has to do with some of the things that we've just talked about, turning the football over. Not just turning the ball over, just, the turnover ratio. I think once we get that cleaned up, we'll be in decent shape. We're 4-5. We're right in the pack right now. We've identified the things that we need to correct, and the big push normally comes up about this time of the year.
Any theories as to the 0-3 record in Mike games? Is it just coincidence?
Well, you hope that it's a coincidence, but we can go by, go over all the reasons why it happened. I'm going to go back to the same things. We've turned the ball over too much. Our red zone offense and defense hasn't been what we need it to be. We played three good football teams, too, on the road. We're excited about, having a primetime game at home playing in front of our fans, but just hadn't made plays when we need to.
Andy talked today. He said when he looks at you guys, he sees a lot of his own team in terms of being – around 500 and not really doing what you hope to do. Do you see that? Do you see these two teams as being similar?
Yeah, I think all teams that are around the 500 mark at this point have some of the same problems. Could be better, of course, could still be worse. And at a critical point in the season where you need to clean up those things, decide exactly which way you want to go. It's not a big difference between the top team and the team at the bottom. It's just cleaning up some of those things. We've had great games with the Eagles the past couple of years. We know what to expect from them. They know what to expect from us. Again, we're excited about playing the game.
How much different do they look without Brian Westbrook, which you're not going to see him on Sunday?
We're not?
No.
Hey, I should say that Brian Westbrook is one of the best players in the game. He's good for our game. Whenever you lose a special player like that, you can't be as strong. But, a lot of times when one good player can't go, another one will step up. And I'm sure that'll be the case. McCoy is a good football player, and they have other weapons. But, our chances are better without Westbrook there.
They obviously threw the ball a lot last week, 80% of the time just about. When you see something like that, does it make your job easier to defend? When you see a team that's so one-sided?
Well, you definitely would like to play a one-dimensional team. But I think circumstances will dictate how much you pass a lot of times. And that's been the case. Last week they were behind. They had to pass the majority of the time. But I still would say that the Eagles are a passing team that, can run the football, whereas we're the complete opposite. But it does help when you're one-dimensional, yes.
Coach, if you look at the big picture of kind of where you guys are and where the Eagles are, do you kind of see this game as a must-win in terms of trying to put yourself in a position where you need to be?
Yes. We don't know how the Eagles are looking at it, but for us, yes. They have 5 wins. We have 4 wins. 5 losses, though, don't keep you out of the playoffs. It's not like this is do or die, but for a team to make a serious run, you need to get momentum and start doing some things right. And that's where we are. Just talking about us, yes, this is a huge football game for us, an important game that we need to win to get back on track.
Did the Eagles lose a little bit of the element where, you know, for the first 7 or 8 weeks, even though Brian might not have played, that there was a chance he would, so teams had a kind of game plan with that in mind, but now with him being out at least a few weeks and maybe longer, did they lose that element of surprise advantage that they had?
I definitely think it helps your ball club if a team doesn't know for sure. You have to, if there's a chance he's up, you have to game plan for him. Mm-hmm. He's one of the players that where you have some special things in mind if he's on the football field. Not to have to do that definitely helps your game planning a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Take care.